We are currently exploring Matthew chapter 5 and verses 17 through 20. Last time I discussed verse 17, where Yeshua said that he didn't come to do away with, but to complete. That completion that he was talking about relates to completing our understanding of Torah and the prophets. Continuing on with Matthew chapter 5 and verse 18. Yes, indeed, I tell you that until heaven and earth pass away, not so much as a yud or a stroke will pass from the Torah, not until everything that must happen has happened. The yud is the smallest of letters in the Hebrew language. It is the equivalent of the Greek letter iota, which is translated here. Not so much as the smallest letter that is written in Torah will be removed until everything that is to happen has happened, meaning that nothing will be removed from Torah. This doesn't mean that there won't be a transition, because there was. However, the belief by many in the church that Torah is no longer valid is a false teaching. The challenge is knowing what applies and to whom it applies to in relation to the new covenant. Likewise, a stroke, commonly translated as tittle, refers to how the Hebrew letters are written. The difference between the Hebrew letters dalet and resh is a mere stroke of the pen. If you were to change the stroke of the letter, you would ultimately change the letter, thus changing the word, and therefore the sentence, ultimately changing the text itself. So when we apply yud and stroke in the context of what Yeshua is saying, not so much as a yud or stroke will pass from the Torah, meaning what has been revealed by Adonai will remain until all prophecies and promises have been completed. How do you know what is valid for believers, whether Jewish or not, is the question that all believers should be pursuing in order to draw closer to the one who created you. It isn't something that can be answered in the time allotted here. However, if you are interested in pursuing this question and others, feel free to visit us on Shabbat and begin a journey that will forever change your life as a believer and follower in the Jewish Messiah. Over the next few segments, I will continue to dissect this passage proclaimed by Yeshua and apply the understanding that is relevant to all believers, whether Jewish or not. During the month of July, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message, "Whatever Happened to the Sabbath?" to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish Synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. Past segments of Messianic Perspectives are archived on our website, shalommaine.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.